Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, a broken eight, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. So anyway, a couple of things happen, and they're both very important. First of all, the Pharrell mobile braking situation became a dramatic affair, a very tense situation. It had unfurled over a several-month period, and Mafia was witness to this because he commutes with me in the Pharrellamobile to the city. For years and years, Mafia and I have driven together to Manhattan from Jersey to go do the radio show, whether it was at Howard Stern Channels, Howard 101, where we went to Midtown every day and parked in Hell's Kitchen on 48th and 8th, or down to Losercom Radio at the Fan in the West Village at 345 Hudson, where we would park on the street. So when we parked in Midtown, we had to pay to park. So I had a membership at the Sidecom parking. I paid about $4 a month to park there for 7 or 8 years. It was crazy. But I had lived on that street. So back in the day, back when I was doing Morning Drive on WNEW 1027 with like Opie and Anthony and those guys, and I was doing mornings, they were doing afternoons. I lived in Hell's Kitchen right on that street, so I parked right in this lot for several years. So everyone there knew me. I'm friends with the guys there, and that's where we go. So strangely enough, now that we're doing the show on 35th and 7th in the Renaissance at Versa on the fifth floor of the hotel. That's where the Sports Grid headquarters are, and TV studio right in the bar. They have a TV set, a glass room off to the side of the restaurant. So people are eating and they're drinking in the bars and everything else. Place is huge. They got 5 bars inside this place. It used to be a sports bar called Rock and Riley's, but now it's this high-end bar and restaurant called Versa. So anyway, that's where we do the show. But we park up on 48th. And obviously now with the hantavirus, the other day, if you go back to last week when we did it, we do it there on Friday. So we go in, drive into the city, park in my old lot, and we get a deal based on Hurley's that we get it stamped, our ticket, and it's like $26 for whenever. If you park there normally by the hour, you're looking at $60 to $100. And in Manhattan, anywhere you park in a garage, you're going to get shafted. You're going to pay through the nose. I mean, literally, you're looking at $100 and a quarter a day to park. It's a ripoff. So you're better off having a membership, right? And so this is where we park. So we drive together every Friday. And we used to drive every single day, Monday through Friday, for years and years and years. Mafia's been with me like 15 years, so he's been driving with me forever. So anyway, for as long as Mafia lived in Jersey near my crib, he drove with me, and then we would share gas, and the tolls were expensive. So if he had to drive his own car and pay all those tolls and gas, he'd go broke because he didn't make enough money. So now he's doing better and making more money. We got a better gig. We're on TV, on Sports Grid. It's awesome. Everybody's happy. But we still drive together. And I've been driving my car into the city forever. So my car has certainly taken more abuse. Mafia had a Honda, and he drove it around. He usually drove it to Montreal. He drove it to get his daughter. He'd go up to Montreal to get his daughter, bring her back here, and then drive her back, and just on and on and on. He would pound it with miles. So all the abuse of his car was highway miles to Canada. So my car, all of the miles are city miles. I just drive it to work, and I drive it to the gym, and I drive it to run errands and, you know, take the kids to games, whatever. But mostly 34C drives the Ferrella rig, which is a big badass truck, and she could put 7-8 people in it. She never drives my car. She thinks my car basically is trash and that it smells and everything else, and it's not nice. And I mean, she'll barely go out to dinner with me in it. She wants to be in a nice ride at all times because she's a smoke show hottie. But I drive the Ferrella mobile everywhere. I got no problem with it. I take good care of it, right? This car, I bought it, and every 3,000 miles, I did the oil forever. I've had the car for 10 years. There's nothing wrong with the car. It's a Toyota. They run forever. It's a Camry. Like all the city cars that drive people around, they're like cabs. They all drive these Camrys and SEs and LEs and regular Camrys. And everywhere you go in New York City, that's what the cabs are. Even the black limos, they're driving people around like Uber and Lyft. They're all driving Camrys. So I got a Camry, no big deal. And I took great care of it. And I just always took the oil and everything seriously, did the brakes, did everything. And then washed it all the time, waxed it, and just kept good care of it. The car, over time, took a beating because I drive it to New York City. And if you drive in New York City, A, you're going to hit massive traffic. B, you're going to hit traffic where rocks are flying off people's cars on the road and smacking into your windshield, which it did once and cracked my windshield. I got it fixed with Safe Light Repair. Safe Light Replace, and they filled it with lube and whatever, but I never got it replaced. I just got it filled, the crack. And I've had this crack on my windshield for the entire time I've had the car. I've had the car 10 years, but the car only has $1.55 on it. So it's not like I ever drove it around like a maniac. I just drove it to work every day and then to the gym and a couple errands here or there. Whenever I need to do something, I need to go to the store, do this, do that, I drive the car. Go play basketball, drive the car. But I never drove tons of miles or on road trips. I never went on road trips. So I take airplanes, right? I'm in first class, son. I'm pimping. I'm going like, let's go, rock star status. But in the streets, I just drive the Camry normal, no problem. But I mean, I got scratches all over it, parking in the city, rocks hitting it. People dinging it in parking lots. I park in a garage in Midtown for 8 years, and they park it next to cars 2 inches away from it, and they hammer the doors with it, and I got just dents all over it. Also, where I live, it's very wooded. I live out in the woods with the deer and the antelope and the bears and turkey and coyotes and evil people, rich pricks. And what happens is I have these giant 100-year-old trees, and they have these exploding acorns that come down out of the sky like rocks. And I mean, not even kidding you. These things are as hard, acorns as hard as rocks, and they come out of these trees, and the trees are 100 foot tall. So when the acorns fly down, they're like missiles, and they're literally like rocks. And what they've done is they put dents on my car, literally dents. And I'm not even kidding. So whatever, the car's got some body dings and cuts and rocks and scratches and marks and whatever. And I just don't really give a shack, so I just deal with it. So at first I got mad and I was like, I can't believe what's happening to my car. It's all beat up. But then I got used to it. I'm like, look, I drive the car. It takes some heat. It takes some abuse. It takes some things. It is what it is. But overall, the car runs great because I've taken care of it. So over time, I have a buddy, Delusional. People know Delusional from the radio show. And he does electronics for cars. He puts in alarms. He puts in radar detectors, diffusers, lasers. He puts in car stereos and TV monitors and TV screens. He does all kinds of systems. You name it, he puts them in. Door locks. He puts in all kinds of stuff that you don't know how to do. Like if you did it at the Toyota dealership, it'd cost you thousands, any electrical work, thousands. But if you do it through him, everything, phone, extension cords, you know, to charge your phone. And he does all kinds of stuff for trucks, for semis. They have to put in these units by law, by state, that gauge the number of hours and miles that truckers are driving so they don't go over their limit. They can't drive more than so many hours a day. And they have to be legalized when they go through these truck way stations. So he does all that, and he has his own business, and he makes a nice living. The guy's busy as hell. He does millions of cars and trucks, and he's always backed up for months. But the guy has done a lot of work on my car. So he put in a kick-ass stereo that just rages. I have a badass $500, $600 stereo. He can watch TV on it, literally. I mean, you can watch DVDs in the car, no problem. I got a TV screen. It's badass. And then it just thumps. I got Bose speakers, the whole deal. My speaker system and radio and stereo system, TV, backup camera, the whole deal. He put in that. And it's all just sickening and badass. So I've had problems. Obviously, I've overdone the electrical stuff. I put in a laser diffuser in the front grille of the car. I put in a radar detector that hangs in the car. The whole deal. I got it all going. And then I got the handheld phone going. I got it all going. So what happened was I started having problems with my doors. My door locks started going. So I'd lock the car. The car wouldn't lock. I would try to open up the back door. The back doors wouldn't open. The doors wouldn't unlock. So I had to do it manually. It became a massive pain in the ass. And it was just one problem after the next. So once I started having problems with the door locks and they didn't work, then all of a sudden the window on the passenger front door, so if the window goes down, it would go back up and down and up and down. It wouldn't stop. The thing would just like start freaking out. And it literally would just keep going. I couldn't make it stop with my window control on the left door handle. I literally had a massive problem. And then finally, if you went over to the right door, you could get it to stop by holding it down all the way, and it would grind and then stop finally. But imagine in the middle of winter in snow and ice and freezing cold, and your window goes down and won't go back up. It just stays down or keeps going up and down. It'll drive you nuts. So I started having problems with that. Then next thing I know, I started having problems with my headlights. So my headlights were going out. I'd lose one, fix it, lose the other, fix it, lose another one, fix it, lose the fog lights, have to fix them. I started having all these electrical problems. So the next thing I know, we finally get the right headlights, these long-lasting, expensive lights that never go out, blah, blah, blah. And then that problem was solved. And then I still had the fog lights working. They finally went out. Now I got like white fog lights working, but I had always had the yellow fog lights working. This is 8, 9, 10-year-old car. So in about year 8, I started having the electrical problems. Year 9, I started having other problems. I started having problems with my flex pipe that goes to the axle of the wheels on both ends. And the flex pipe blew. I had to have that replaced. So basically, things started going, wear and tear, mileage, started having problems, having to replace brakes and rotors and things of this nature, stuff that started just getting fried with age. So eventually, I had to get my brakes replaced. And this is where the problem started. So I get the back brakes completely changed and replaced and the whole deal, brakes and rotors, whatever, pads, and got it done, no problem. And I always go to the same place. I've been going to my boy Bobby's shop forever. Bobby's cool. We've been friends forever. I've done a lot of cool stuff with Bobby over the years. He loves to hit the tables. He loves action. He loves going to the Caribbean. He goes to just kick-ass islands. He loves going to the book. He likes betting. He likes playing the tables, blackjack, craps, roulette, whatever, sports. He loves action, which I love. So we always got along. He's like the coolest Italian dude you ever met in your life. Not only that, Bobby's been my boy forever. So I got Bobby's son, Robbie, a job. He was working at the Fan for a while, WFAN, and he was working on CBS Sports Radio and WFAN. And then eventually he would move over to MLB Network, and he was in the media game for a while, and he did a great job, and he busted his ass. Robbie's the coolest kid ever. But eventually he went back to his dad's shop because one day Bobby will retire. He's already filthy rich. He's got like the biggest auto shop in the county. Everyone goes there. Everyone and their brother goes to Bobby. So the kid, Robbie, one day will own it and run it. It'll be his when his dad retires. So he's trained him to run it and everything else. And I've always gone there to get my car fixed. I never went to the Toyota dealer from the day I bought it and drove it off the lot. I never went back there once because they rip you off. If you get your car fixed at the dealership, you get done in your garage door. I'm talking your arse. So I'm just not having it. So I have my boy fix the car and I have my boy take care of the car. Bobby always does a great job. So here's the deal. I always do everything at Bobby's every day, and they've kept the maintenance of my car since day one. So for 10 years, he has everything that's ever been done to the car, anything that's ever been fixed or replaced, anything, every part, every time I do oil, everything. I do synthetic oil changes, so it lasts 6,000 miles, the whole deal. I take top-notch care of the car. So he replaced the brakes on the back of the car, but the fronts were fine, right? There was nothing wrong. I had meat on my pads. Everything was good. He said, you don't need front brakes. You're good to go. So we fixed the back, and I was off and running. No problems. Now, eventually, the front brakes wore out, and I had to replace the front brakes. This is where the massive problem started. So I got the front brakes fixed and changed. And as I was driving around, after I got them fixed, I started noticing that when I was braking, my wheel was shaking. I mean, when I was going between 30 and 50, it was shaking a little bit. Not enough to freak me out or anything, but enough that I was like pumping my brakes going, wow, my wheel's really shaking and I have to pump my brakes instead of hitting them normally where we just hit the brake and the car stops. I was pumping them so that I wouldn't feel the shaking, and it was like a light shake. But I noticed that when I was driving on the highway, if I was doing 65 to 80, on the highways, and everybody around here drives 75, 85 miles an hour in New York City and New Jersey, I can guarantee you that. People do 100. So when I'm on the highway, and if I ever had to hit the brakes, like somebody slammed their brakes in front of me, or there's a wreck, or something goes on, and all of a sudden you have to hit the brakes hard. I mean, to tell you, this car, the wheel shook so bad. The wheel was sick. It was shaking so bad. I thought that the steering wheel was going to come off the steering column and just pop right off. It was shaking so bad. I thought it was going to fly off the steering column and I was going to crash and die and burn. And that would be the end of Pharrell as you know him, right? That's how bad it was. The car was bouncing to a stop at every time I had to hit the brakes over 55, 60 miles an hour. 75, 80, forget it. The car literally bounced like an NBA basketball. It was absolutely a problem. It was the worst. So I go back to Bobby. I'm like, Bobby, the car is bouncing. There's something wrong with the front brakes. He's like, no problem. Let me look at it. Let me drive it. So he drove it. And he's like, nothing's wrong. It's not doing anything. There's nothing wrong. So I drove it with him. I'm like, are you kidding me? Bro, this thing is bouncing. You can feel it shaking. He goes, that's nothing. Yeah, brand new rotors and brakes, whatever. They just have to get, you know, get lubed a little bit and get smooth and get rocking. And just at the very beginning, there might be some, you know, hiccups here and there. I'm like, what? So next thing I know, I leave and I think there's no problem. And I'm driving a car and I haven't seen a guy in 3 months. And for 3 months, I literally, everywhere I went, no matter what it was, I drive the car and no matter when I hit the brakes, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, didn't matter. The car was shaking like a leaf, shaking like a tree in a hurricane. I mean, it was shaking so bad. Mafia was in the car. I'm like, look at this. Put your hand on the wheel. And we're driving like 75 on the freeway. I go, Mafia, grab the wheel. Grabs the wheel. I slam the brakes. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, it's bad. He goes, I can totally feel it shaking. And then when I was braking, when he was in the passenger seat with his feet on the floor, I'm like, you don't feel that car bouncing when I'm hitting the brakes? You don't feel it? He goes, I feel it. I definitely feel the car bouncing. And I'm like, dude, this is a massive problem. Something's wrong with my front brakes. So I called Delusional. I'm like, dude, Bobby said there's nothing wrong. And then I just, get me new brakes, get me new rotors, get me new brakes. You put them on, because he had put on brakes on my car before Delusional. He had changed my brakes and rotors before in year 4 or 5, and it worked great, no problems. He did a great job, and the brakes were fantastic. So now he says, no problem, I'll order the brakes and rotors and I'll change them for you, because I just can't deal with it. I need it fixed. It's driving me nuts. Everywhere I go, the car's bouncing, and I can't take it anymore. I'm losing my temper.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I waited for him to fix it and order the parts and come fix the car. And the guy blew me off. I haven't heard from him. Turns out he was sick and had the flu or something. I don't know. Maybe he had the Honda. I don't even know. He might have the Honda. He might have the COVID-19 Honda. And if he does, God bless him. I hope he lives. If he doesn't, it'll be highly unfortunate. Now, he's been through a lot worse. He had colon cancer and survived that. If you survive colon cancer, you will survive anything. If you ask me, he's a tough mother forever. So anyway, guy blew me off, never did it, never fixed it, never even talked to me. I'm like, all right, I've had enough. So I went to play basketball over the weekend, and I was driving my car, and the thing was bouncing, and I'm like, you know what? I am sick and tired of these brakes bouncing, and I went, and I grabbed a hot coffee at home, and I took my car, and I said, I'm going back to Bobby's. So I go over to Bobby's, and Bobby's a badass, because Bobby's open 7 days a week. He doesn't mess around. Not only that, Bobby's always there. The guy's worth tons of money. Meanwhile, he still works 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. Guy's always at his shop, always cares about his customers, always takes care of his customers. Shows up on Sunday, the holy day. The guy's at work. I mean, when you're rich and you own the business, it's the biggest car auto place in the county, and everyone and their brother goes there and you make a fortune, you'd think that he'd have all of his minions running it, or even his son. His son's always there too, but he's got a bunch of people to work for him that have been there forever. So you'd think he'd just let them run it and he'd be home with his wife. But no, Bobby is dedicated, true class, and just always involved and always helping people. I go in to see him on a, you know, like on, literally on a Sunday. And I'm like, Bobby, my brakes, they're bouncing like a basketball. I go, it's the worst. I can't go over 55 miles an hour without the car literally shaking like it's going to blow up. Shaking like the quarter panels are going to fall off. The doors are going to fall off. The steering wheel is going to fall off. The car is going to just land on the road and scrape. The wheels are going to pop off. That's how bad the car is bouncing. And he's like, all right, I've had enough of your brake problems. So they bring the car back and they put it up on the pump. Car goes up in the air. They take off the wheels. Because when I was braking, it seemed like it was bouncing to the left. So I'm like, I think it's the front left. To me, it's always bouncing and my hands moving, shaking all the way to the left. So I'm like, check out the left wheel. Sure enough, they take off the wheel and what do they find? They find on the rotor these giant spots all the way around 12 to 12, literally 24 hours a day. So if you go around a clock, there would be spots at 10 after, 20 after, 30 after, 35 after, 40, 45 after, 50, 55. There were spots everywhere, these giant spots. And he's like, look at the other side. There's none. You see the other side, there's none there. So obviously the calibrator, the thing that squeezes the brake, squeezes the rotor, stops the car, was obviously uneven, basically wasn't done right. It was uncut, like so it wasn't clean. So when it was braking, it was unlevel. It was too fat, too skinny, whatever. It wasn't braking right. It was actually creating a different level than it should. So it was either too wide, too thin, whatever. So it wasn't even and smooth when it was grabbing it. It was bouncing. It was creating spots or like dents in the rotor. So it was actually creating these spots, and they were all over the rotor. And so thus, that was why the car was bouncing. So how ingenious is this guy? He says, here's what we're going to do. There's nothing wrong with your rotor or calibrator, and your brake pads are fat. There's nothing wrong with your brakes. What we need to do is take off the rotor, and we're going to shave it down. So they literally took it off, shaved it like a millimeter or two from where it was, shaved it clean, shaved off all of those uneven spots, which were like little dents, basically little mounds. They looked like little spots that were making the rotor completely uneven. It was like having salt all over a pretzel, right? So instead of just a raw pretzel that you'd heat up and eat with mustard, this one had salt spots on it. It was like sunspots. That's what it looked like, sunspots on the rotor. So he shaved them all off. He cut them off with a slicer, like slicing deli meat at the butcher. He was shaving off turkey. He shaved off my rotor. Next thing you know, he puts it back on, puts the wheel back on, takes the car down, takes the car off the pump, drives it around, picks me up in front of the shop. He says, let's roll. So we go out and we start driving literally 75 miles an hour, hits the brakes with his hands off the wheel, no bouncing, no problem, not one single shake, no shake it, ooh, you know, Rolling Stones, none of this, the cars, shake it up. Or Mick Jagger, shake it, or any of that. There's no shaking, no bouncing, no NBA basketball, no problems. My car was no longer shaking. It was a miracle sent from heaven. My boy Bobby saves the day, shaves my rotor like a clean Gillette shave of a guy's face or your hairy back of all your wool sweater back and chest. He cleaned it up, shaved it off, made the rotor smooth, got rid of the spots, put it back on, problem solved. I'm driving home. I got no bouncing. I'm driving home. I brake 45 miles an hour, perfect smooth. 55 miles an hour, perfect smooth. 65 miles an hour, perfect smooth. 75 miles an hour, perfect smooth. No more brake problem. I mean to tell you, it was better than sex. It was the greatest thing ever. After driving with a bouncing car, shaking like a leaf, driving me nuts for 4 months, and then cursing everything, cursing the rotor, cursing the brake, cursing the front end, cursing Bobby, cursing Mafia, cursing myself, cursing delusional, hating everyone, complaining about it every day, driving Mafia nuts, never shutting up about it. Finally, the problem is gone. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, neighborhood, neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The Ferrella Mobile is fine. The Ferrella Mobile is fine. And now I'm driving and crying, slipping and sliding. Hallo, double O, hallo, double O, hallo, double O. And the winter weather is gone. It's like the springtime and all the flowers are blooming and budding. It's going to be 65 degrees, but the bridge still freezes first. Oh, shake it, shake it, shake it. All right, I want to talk about the next huge change in life at the Ferrella Palatial. We've already discussed the Ferrella Mobile problems being solved, and now we needed to solve another gigantic problem at the homestead. The Ferrella Palatial has always had terrific setup, whether it was my old house with the Ferrella Aquatic Center, which was gigantic, the Ferrella Barbecue Pit, the Ferrella Smoke Area. We had tremendous basketball set up in the driveway for massive games of Hundo. Hundo is a game where you shoot nothing but gigantic 40 and 50 foot threes, Chauncey style, like massive bombs, and you play to 100. Every shot you make, you keep the ball. Every shot you miss, your opponent gets the shot. If you make it, you keep it. If you miss, the next guy shoots until he misses. Some shots are worth 3. Some shots are worth 4. Some shots are worth 5. It was a dynamic game. Everyone loved playing Hundo. We've even played it in the gym. It's a terrific game of deep 3 shooting, and you find out who is made of what and who's got the better outside touch and game, which is always Ferrell. Of course, I am the king of Hundo. But when I moved to the new Ferrella Palatial and I lost my aquatic center, thus my pool, it was a sad day in hell. to leave the pool, to move into the new Farrella Palatial crib, which has a beautiful house and a big backyard filled with forest. In my backyard, there are deer and bear and coyotes and other animals like turkeys and then dogs and cats and violence. So I don't have a pool, which is highly unfortunate. But the one thing that I brought from the other crib to the new Farrella Palatial was the basketball court. Now, the basketball court was built by John Boy Inc., my dear friend John Nevins, who died recently in a skiing accident. He was my friend that I buried after a horrific accident skiing on vacation with his family in North Carolina in the Appalachians. And then I went and buried him in Titusville, Florida, and had his funeral. And it was an awful experience. But John Boy Inc. came to New Jersey every year to visit his mother. His mother lived down the shore. We always say down the show. And so his mom lived down the show. And so he always came to visit your boy Farrell. And we would go to Yankee games and go to dinner and party and smoke cigars and other things and cause trouble. And I am not good with tools. I'm not a handyman. I am not a carpenter. I am not good around the house doing anything. I only know how to jimmy rig stuff. I always have other people help me. I have a handyman, my boy Santiago. He's awesome. He fixes anything. The guy can build a house with one hand tied behind his back. And John Boy Inc. can fix anything. Of course, he always fixed his son Ty's racing cars. He's a quarter midget national champion, 16 years old, down there in Florida, races against grown men. He's a badass. And his dad was his chief technician and mechanic and crew chief. He fixed everything himself with his own bare hands. So John Boy Inc. could fix anything. And I said to him, I bought a basketball court, but I do not know how to build it. So one day in the dead of summer, in the heat, it was 95 degrees. We took off our shirts and we were swimming in my pool and we had flip-flops on. And I said, can you help me build this basketball court? I will fill your belly with beer and food and big fat spleefs if you help me build the basketball court. And I have shown pictures on Twitter, at Scott Farrell and at Farrell on Grid, of John Boy Inc. helping me build the basketball rim. The fact of the matter is that I basically did nothing to help. He did it all. So anyway, one thing led to another, and John Boy Inc. helped me build this badass basketball court. And once we got it set up, it was incredible. I was styling. I had it all going. I had this great, fantastic basketball net set up, breakaway rim, glass backboard, the whole deal. And it was fantastic. It was awesome. I played millions of games of basketball. The kids played tons. The whole neighborhood showed up in my driveway because it was a basketball family. I'm a basketball Jones. I'm a basketball Jones. And everybody came over and bawled at the Farrells. And everybody knew you could always get a game in my driveway and I would light you up. And that's all there is to it. Everyone played there. All my friends, even Mafia. You name it, they all showed up. Come one, come all. They all filled it up at the Farrella Palatial. But when I moved, I had to bring the basketball court with me. And of course, the movers did that. They brought it to the new Farrella Palatial crib. And we set it up. And all I had to do when I set it up was fill it with 400 gallons of water, which holds down the base of the basketball court. That's all it was one of the ones that you fill with water or sand or put giant sandbags on or something of massive weight that would hold it down so it would never tip over in the wind or bad weather or otherwise. And for years and years, the basketball court stood firm. Never had a problem with it. Not once did it ever tip over. But when I moved to the new crib and it got cold out and it turned into winter and we weren't playing basketball, and it just stood there at the end of the driveway, at the top of the hill of the driveway, and we had this big, huge area of court that we played in, the thing just sat there. And one thing led to another, and obviously, after a massive investigation, it was found that the reason we had a problem was that we believed that the water froze inside the container that holds the water and the base of the basketball court, and it froze, and thus it was no longer heavy water. It was frozen bricks. And one day in the middle of winter in a snowstorm, the entire basketball court tipped over and crashed. And where do you think it crashed? Well, of course it crashed on 34C's expensive truck. Her badass truck that costs an arm and a leg. Her badass truck that's, you know, super expensive, let's just say. It is a kick-ass truck. Badass. Best truck she's ever had. This thing seats 7-8 people, no problem. It's a luxury truck. It's got the whole deal. Air conditioned and heated seats throughout. It's got everything. TVs, you name it. It's got a third row. I mean, you could literally live in this truck. It's so badass. And it's huge, enormous. You could put so much in that truck. You can do anything, literally, with this truck. The truck is a complete kick-ass machine. It's got a sport version of the engine. It's got four-wheel drive. It's got all that. When you put it in sport, the thing hauls ass like it was a Maserati. I mean, the thing drives like a Porsche when you put it in sport. The thing hauls ass. It is absolutely a 10 out of 10. It's probably the best truck she's ever had. I love the truck too, but I rarely drive it. Once in a while, I'll drive it here or there, take her out to dinner and drive it because it's really nice. And that's what we roll in. But for the most part, 90% of the time, 34C drives the truck. And the basketball court crashed down on the truck, and the rim went through her windshield and smashed the windshield in. And also, the glass backboard crashed onto the hood of the truck and destroyed the hood. It was absolutely gone. Gigantic scrapes and dents that were absolutely unfixable. The hood would have to be replaced, and the windshield would have to be replaced. By the time it was all said and done, I was looking at $3,000 easy. But beyond the cost of fixing it, all hell broke loose. 34C was livid. She threw a fit, a gasket. She popped a nerve. She absolutely went Calypso Bay on me. She blamed me for not keeping up on the water base, for letting the water base freeze, for not putting antifreeze in the water base, for letting it turn into ice, for letting it tip over. She blamed me for the wind. She blamed me for the wind blowing and tipping over the basketball court. She blamed me that the truck windshield and hood was ruined, and the relationship with 34C was hitting an all-time low. It turned into she was going to have to get the auto body store to fix it. She had to deal with the insurance. That took a few hours on the phone. Then she had to have the insurance come out and check the damage. Then she had to have a rental car because she was going to take the truck to the body shop to have it fixed. And it was going to take them a couple weeks to do it because they couldn't just do it because they were backed up and busy. And that's the body shop that the insurance company wanted us to go to. Plus, we knew the guy that owns the body shop. I'm friends with him through my other buddy, Bobby, that I get my car fixed at. He told us to go see this guy, my boy, Richie. So Richie fixes the truck, no problem. And it's just going to take a couple weeks.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
So she's driving around in this crappy minivan. She wanted to kill herself. It was like total soccer mom minivan. It was embarrassing. The tires were bald. It really was like the worst experience ever. She's driving this thing. She hated it. She was complaining every day. All she did was bitch about it. And one thing led to another. And each day it got worse. And each day her mood about me and the basketball court crashing onto her truck, all of it happening to her truck, not my car, but her truck. So she's like, go ahead and drive your car, smart ass, as I'm driving this minivan. You suck. I hate you. And thus it led to no relations. That means no leg. I got none. It was simple. I was shut down for at least 2 to 3 weeks. There was not going to be any, I like you. I love you. Do you want me? You're going to get a little action in. There was going to be none of that. It was complete blockade. I mean, it was like barbed wire had been set up at the homestead. There was not going to be any entry into the gated community, if you know what I'm saying. So I was screwed. Not only had I pissed her off and ruined her life and caused her all kinds of devastation, but she decided in turn, in the return of serve, to serve me up a plate of cold death stare. I was not going to get any at all. Plus, there would be no relationship at all. There would be no being nice to me. There would be just a complete shutdown of all community relations with 34C. So it was a bad month, to say the least. And thus, she made me tip over the basketball court, drag it into the backyard, and it was taken out of commission. No longer would there be a basketball court in the driveway. The basketball at the Ferrella Palatial had been shut down unequivocally by 34C, never to return again. But, needless to say, not listening to the advice of legal counsel or otherwise, I refused to listen to 34C. And when the weather broke and the sun was out and it was 60 degrees and 34C was out running errands, over the weekend, I decided to avoid her advice and not listen to her anymore at all about not playing basketball because I wanted to work on chops, interior game, step back game, dribble drive game, drop step game, fadeaway game, step back game, handle game, the whole kit and caboodle. Chop is a great basketball player. She can shoot threes like an NBA player. She shoots daggers from NBA range, no problem. From the college line, even deadlier. She is lethal. She has the two-guard game down pat. She is a star player. She plays on several teams. She's in sixth grade, but plays on the eighth grade team. Not only that, she starts. Not only that, she drops 20 a clip. She plays AAU ball. She drops 30 a clip. She plays travel. Drops 25 a clip. The kid can flat out shoot. But the rest of her game is ass. She does not drive to the basket. She does not score inside. She does not like contact. She dribbles to her right, stops, and throws bad passes. She gets trapped easily. She doesn't want to hustle. She doesn't want to defend. Sometimes she'll defend. Sometimes she'll block a shot. Once in a blue moon. She also doesn't seem to care if she loses. I lose my temper when I lose. If I lose a game, I'm miserable for 3 days. If I lose a semifinal or championship game, which I have, I've won 8 of them, lost 9. I was 8-5 at one point, and then this team beat us 4 straight. And every time I lost to them, it got worse. I needed to see a shrink. It got so bad. I don't like losing. I don't like losing playing pickup ball. I don't like losing at playing horse or playing hundo. I don't like losing at anything. So when I see Chop or Gunner and they don't care if they lose and they just want to go out and have pizza or ice cream or go home and play video games, it drives me nuts. It's unacceptable. I want to win when I play always. And when I get the rock, I go to the 10. None of this just shoot threes and stand around like all the kids. None of the kids ever want to do anything. They just want to jack threes. And meanwhile, most of them suck at shooting threes. So all they do is shoot them and all they do is miss them. So I want her game to be more rounded. I want her to be able to do everything well. I want her to drive well, drop step, step backs. I want her to hit from everywhere, on the wing, top of the key, in the corners. I want her to do fadeaways. I want her to do drives, reverses under the basket, finger rolls, flicks, Jimmy twists, little English off the glass, go inside, kick the body up in the air off the defender, get fouled, and then a little Jimmy off the glass, like a little Jimmy off the glass, like a hink, hink, hink Jimmy. I'm always thinking, we got a trainer and you got to coach her, because her coaches don't say anything to her. They're just like, give McKenna the ball and let her shoot. So all she does is jack threes and score all the time, and everyone thinks she's a star player. But if you can't do everything else, in my book, you suck. So usually when Chop trains, it's either at her games or at her practices for her many teams that she's on. She's on the local middle school team where she's a star. She's on the travel team where she's a star. Or she's on the AAU team, she's a star. And everybody thinks she's fantastic and no one can stop her. And she's got the best shot in the county. And everyone knows that her basically middle name is Drano. Everyone knows that she can't be stopped because she can shoot like an NBA star, like her dad, Uncle Futrelli, who shoots better than everyone. So I taught her how to shoot, and now she shoots better than everyone. The problem is that she always wants to train at the gym where I go and play in the league and where I run the league and where I play all my Saturday and Sunday games and Wednesday night league games through the years and won all the championships. It's a great club. It's very expensive. It's a ripoff, in fact, but that's where she goes and trains. She'll put on her beats and she'll go there and train for like 3 or 4 hours just by herself, jacking millions of shots. Is this accurate?
Yeah.
When you go up there, you just put on your beats and you just practice shooting from everywhere, millions of shots. You'll go there for 4 hours and shoot from everywhere. Corners, wings, top of the key, perimeter, elbows, free throws, you name it, right? Is that about right?
Yeah.
And then since your mom had the basketball court crash into her truck, we weren't allowed to play basketball in the driveway ever, and she blamed me. Is this accurate?
Yep.
What happened to the basketball court when it crashed? How did it sit after that? Your mom hated me. She turned on me. She blamed me. She blamed me for the minivan. She blamed me for the insurance. She blamed me for the cost. She blamed me for the auto body delay and fixing it. Where did the basketball court sit after that?
It was in our backyard.
So it was just laying on its side.
On its side in the backyard, and the basket went up, and it hit her car. It hit her windshield, and it got all scratched, so then we had to get a minivan.
So your mom basically said, there'll be no more basketball in the driveway, and she blamed me for everything. Is this accurate?
Yes.
It just sat there on its side. It looked almost like we had trash in our yard. There was this giant basketball rim and post and glass backboard just laying on its side in the grass, and it looked like we had trash in our yard. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's about right.
When you saw it laying on its side, it was pretty much kind of depressing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I had a great basketball court, and it was kick-ass, and we had a perfect area there where we played, and it was all Gandhi. Is that about right?
Yeah.
She said, never again. You're done with that G-damn basketball court. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So she went out. And you said to me, I want to go to the gym. And I basically said, I'm sick and tired of driving you to the gym and then picking you up 4 hours later. It's like I'm a cab, like your errand boy. Is that about right?
Yeah.
I said, you know what we're going to do? It's a nice day outside. It was beautiful and sunny and 60 degrees. And to us, 60 degrees is warm. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So what did I do? I went outside with you, and what did we do? We tilted the basketball court up and dragged it back to its original muddy spot at the center of the driveway and put it up in the air, and then what happened?
Then we had to get a hose from our neighbor because our hose doesn't even work, so we got a hose from our neighbor, and then we had to put 400 gallons of water into the hole.
How far away was the hose? It seemed to me to be at least 200 feet or more. It was from his house all the way to our driveway, and it was the longest hose ever.
Yeah, pretty much. He's got a lot of like supplies. He has like the ladder, and then we had to use his ladder to get up on the basket to fix the basket.
The guy has everything. He's got all kinds of toys. He's got a tool shed. Most people have a garage filled with tools like I do, and my garage is a disaster where you have to watch where you walk or you might trip or fall or run into a garbage can or 5 million pairs of shoes or 6 million rakes and shovels and brooms. Everything's a disaster in my garage. Is that about right?
Yeah.
I have a pathway from the cars to the door.
We have tons of shoes. Terrible.
It's just a mess. So we went over to neighbor Mike and said, hey, Mike, is there any chance you could let us use your water for an hour? He's like, what? I go, I need to fill my water base of my basketball hoop. He said, you know, I did that, but I did it with sand. You should do it with sand. I said, Mike, I am not going to pour sand into a cone. It'll take all day. I'll literally spill the sand everywhere. I just don't want to do that. Can I use the hose and fill up my base? And he said yes. And then he helped unwind the hose out of his hose holder, which I also don't have. My hose sits in the front yard. Not only does it not work, it is not rolled up nice. It's rolled up like a giant python snake in the bushes. Is that about right?
Yeah.
So I got him to let me use the hose, and then we put the hose into the hole of the base. And how long did it take to fill 400 gallons?
An hour and a half.
It took 90 minutes to fill the stupid base with water. I could not believe how long it took. Originally, I was going to use gallons of water from the sink and just keep coming out and filling up a gallon at a time. It would have taken 400 trips to the sink to do it.
That would have took like 4 hours.
That would have been 4 hours, easy. And I would have lost my temper and started swearing.
Yeah, it would have took the whole day.
We finally got it filled with water. And then what happened? We found that there was something wrong with the rim.
Then our basket was all messed up. And it was like on an angle. And it was like looking at the sky. And it looked really weird. Gunner kept saying...
It was bent upward.
Gunner kept saying we wouldn't be able to shoot on it. And it was really bad. So then we asked Mike, our neighbor... in his shed to get his ladder. We use his ladder, and then he's climbing up to try to screw it in to make it tight so the basket can go back in place.
I eventually got the rim back in place. It is a little loose, so it's a little jimmied, and it's like an outdoor park rim that isn't great. It's been dunked on a bunch of times, but it's still the only rim they have, and all the outdoor basketball players play on the rim that's kind of bent and broken and loose because that's all they have, so they just play with it anyway. It's almost like, have you ever seen people use a basket or like a milk carton carrying thing for a basket? Because they don't have an actual rim, they'll do anything to play basketball.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I had. I had a loose rim, so we got it fixed, and I jimmied it back into place. It's a little loose, but it still works. Is that about right?
Yep.
So then we had a problem because we had filled it up with 400 gallons of water, but we couldn't move the base into its perfect setting up against the driveway, so there was too much space, and the entire thing was rocking. It was not stable on the ground.
Yeah, so then we had to put a bunch of rocks under it, and it was terrible trying to find the same size rocks to keep it in balance and steady, and it was terrible.
So we got the rocks, and we had to try several different rocks so that they'd be all the same level size. And we were able to do that. That took another half an hour to find the right rocks. But eventually, we got the rocks jimmied under the base by me pushing the base up in the air, power lifting it up, and you would put the rocks underneath the base, and now it is perfect. And the rim is working, and everything has been tightened. And we opened up the basketball court again. And then we worked on your game for 3 hours. We did dribble drives, step backs, fadeaways, threes, step back threes, dribble drives, crossover drives, wraparound snake curl handle drives. We did jimmy flicks off the glass. Did we not do all the moves, even underhanded reversals?
We did everything.
And why did we work on all of those moves?
For my game.
Because your game is weak. All you do is shoot threes. You're the best shooter in the county, but you have no other game.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now we're working on you becoming a rock star driver to the rack like Michael Jordan.
Yep.
You are driving. You are diving. You are hooking. You are step backing. You are fadeawaying. You are learning how to throw fadeaways higher in the air with a rainbow teardrop kiss.
I was playing basketball all day yesterday, and all the stuff that we worked on I was actually using when I was playing King of the Court with all the boys, and I beat all of them with all my fadeaways.
All your moves schooled all the boys, and thus they know that you're better than them and hate you.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's good.
Yeah.
So we have the basketball court back in action, and what happened when 34C drove up the driveway and saw that we had defied her? And that I had broken her law of the land of no more basketball court. She had no choice but to live with it based on the fact that the basketball court now is covered with rocks and weighs 500 pounds and will not tip over even in a hurricane.
I think she's more happy with it instead of a thing laying in her backyard.
So she's happy, you think, that the basketball court's back in action?
Yeah.
And now, where did she park as opposed to where she used to park?
Didn't she park out of the driveway?
She parked back about 30 feet, and then she took my parking spot and said, you can park back 30 feet, I'm taking your parking spot, and if a basketball hits my car, I am going to kick your ass.
That's exactly 34C right there for you.
But now we have the basketball court back in action, and now we have a badass basketball court, and thus the neighbors have a weak-ass basketball court, and we could school them anyway because they can't stop either one of us.
Yup.
They have no game.
Yep.
And we have massive game.
Yes.
And you are going to play through high school and go play college basketball.
Yes.
And then you're going to be a chef.
Yes.
But you're going to play basketball and not quit like all the other little girly, whiny bees that cry to their mommies. Ooh-lee, 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 ooh.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to drop, what was the one girl? She had a record of over 1,000 points at the middle school. You're going to score over 2,000 points.
Hopefully. I don't know about that.
Well, of course you are, because you're already on your way. You're the only other person that can score, and she scores a lot, and you are 2 years younger than her. So in 2 years, you're going to pass her like a bird flies over our house.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go play against her in high school when she's a junior and you'll be a freshman, and you're going to light her up for 35, and you're going to call her names to her face and tell her she's ugly.
Yeah.
I love the young chopper learning how to play with a vicious spirit and a dagger, a game where you take your opponent out and kill them and step on their face and destroy them and hurt their feelings, take away their pride, and be a champion. So now that the basketball court is back in service, all can rest easy. Plus, I'm getting plenty of leg from 34C. Relations are back to an all-time high, and the family has resolved their differences over parking spots and basketball court fury. It's an excellent situation. We have brought back the Ferrella Palatial Basketball Court. We can now play hundo, and we can teach young Chop and Gunner how to get to the rack and not play like wussies. It is a great day. Basketball lives on, and the basketball court has been rebuilt and reconstructed. It's like building the World Trade Centers again. It is a badass move by me, defying 34C and doing what is best for the community and for the kids and for my sickening jumper, which cannot be stopped by anyone. Shake it up.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.